Many patients are upset to learn that doctors don't take the Hippocratic Oath anymore.
National Review columnist Wesley Smith talking about his presentation at the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That's a real shame because the Hippocratic Oath protects patient safety. The speech I will give at the conference will describe the consequences of violating Hippocratic values in healthcare and the things that can occur in the healthcare system if we move away from Hippocratic medicine to a more utilitarian bioethics.
You can meet and hear Wesley Smith making the case for the Hippocratic Oath at the one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th in Chicago. Attendance is limited to 500. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
That was every Sunday, 8 a.m. for Catholic Mass. My parents eventually got tired of all the rules and turned Lutheran. They found that dull and went back to Catholic.
We shouldn't basically create a child library where parents check out their kids like books, you know, for a couple of hours at night or on the weekends. Families should mean something.
We might also then be able to think a little bit more reasonably about why it is that our Lord did choose to have men in the ministry as his representatives, because it is a kind of a spiritual warfare for which we are particularly suited.
Remember that the same Lord who spared Nineveh destroyed Sodom. That is to say that his patience is not without an end.
While snow blowing our driveways, hardy Minnesotans love to listen to Issues Etc.
Well, it started in New York, a piece of extreme abortion legislation that would and did essentially recognize what was already legal under Roe v. Wade, although it didn't admit that, and legalized infanticide there. There was an attempt at it in Virginia, several other states as well. Now the trend has come to Illinois that is already regarded by many as the abortion capital of the United States. Maybe legislation more extreme than that of New York or those attempted elsewhere. Why are the advocates of abortion at the state legislature level, why are they doing this now? Why are they passing these laws now or attempting to pass these laws now? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Wednesday afternoon, the 6th of March. Mary-Kate Knorr will join us from Illinois Right to Life to talk about extreme abortion legislation in Illinois. Then we're going to remember, along with the rest of the church, early 3rd century martyrs Perpetua and Felicitas. Dr. Bill Weinrich, professor of historical theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be our guest. Joining us to talk about extreme abortion legislation in Illinois, Mary-Kate Knorr. She's executive director of Illinois Right to Life. Mary-Kate, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for having me.
Why are some legislators in states like New York, Virginia, and now Illinois pushing for this radical abortion legislation?
Well, you know what? Planned Parenthood has been very forthcoming in the last couple of months about their concerns about the Trump administration, their concerns about Roe versus Wade and its potential to be overturned. And they have pretty much said that they intend to leverage states like Illinois to protect that business. So in the event that Roe v. Wade is overturned and abortion becomes illegal in some of these other states, they are really planning to use states like Illinois as an oasis. They're actually going to bring other women in from out of state so that they can receive their abortions here. So that's very clearly what they're trying to do. They're trying to wipe out all of the restrictions that are currently on the books in order to solidify that fact and make that happen in the future.
Tell us about the Illinois Reproductive Health Act.
So the Illinois Reproductive Health Act is House Bill 2495. It is a bill that what the legislators who introduced it are saying is that it gets rid of all the bad stuff. But really what it does is it absolutely wipes out the abortion restrictions that are currently on the books. So right now in the state of Illinois, the clinic has to notify her parents 48 hours before she receives a procedure so that they would like to wipe that out. And then in addition to that, they also want to wipe out all of the very few regulations to abortion clinics here in the state of Illinois that we currently have. We really don't have very many. There isn't a single Planned Parenthood in the state of Illinois that's licensed or inspected by the Department of Public Health, but there are a few clinics that are licensed and inspected, and they want to wipe out those restrictions. They want to allow non-doctors to perform abortions. They want to require that insurance companies cover those abortions. They want to remove the public access to that information. So it amends the Freedom of Information Act and does not give the public access to reports that are documented under the Reproductive Health Act. So, I mean, there's like a whole slew of things. It's really just a lot of craziness, a lot of stuff that's totally anti-common sense, but that's kind of the gist.
Did you mention there that other piece of legislation on abortion in Illinois?
I did, yes. There's two. So the first is the one that you mentioned. The second is the repeal of parental notification. So the second is House Bill 2467, and I apologize, I did confuse that. But what that does is that removes this requirement that clinics notify parents within 48 hours of a minor receiving an abortion.
So where are these bills in the legislative process?
So they were assigned to a hearing last week, and the hearing was actually supposed to be today. And, you know, it's really amazing how the legislature works, because when they start to see a response, they change things on us. So we thought that there was going to be a hearing today. There were 11,000 people who showed up to file witness slips against these bills. So I think, like, the witness slips in support of these bills for these hearings is like in the mere hundreds, but more than 11,000 people filled out witness slips online to say that they opposed the passage of both of these bills. So they changed the committee that it's in. So it's not going to be heard today. Now it's in a different committee. And from here, we're kind of waiting to see. You know, it's been really interesting. Legislators are very skittish about this issue. They're afraid to commit. We've already had a couple of co-sponsors drop off of the bills. So, there are no guarantees at all for them. And I think that that's not what they expected coming into this. I think that they're a little bit underprepared in terms of this battle that is inevitably ahead.
Are the bills being fast-tracked? And if so, why is that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that was for sure their intention in the beginning. I think that the pro-life movement in Illinois has done a really great job the last few weeks of rallying the troops and getting people out and getting the word out about this. But absolutely, their goal was to fast track this in the beginning. And that was generally, I think, because they knew how much was in the bills and they don't want the public to know what's actually in these bills. So, you know, we've heard from more than one Democratic legislator on the other side that is a co-sponsor on this bill that they didn't know X or X or X was in the bill when they signed on to it. And that tells us that leadership is not being honest with the members of their caucus about what's actually in this legislation. So the fact that it's sounding alarms for the people of their party means that the public should absolutely be concerned about what's going on with this legislation.
Are they just trial balloons? I mean, sometimes bills are introduced in order to test
sure.
the waters. What about these?
Yeah, absolutely not. And there are some other issues that we know that we've kind of been anticipating they'll do sort of a trial on over the last couple of years, but this is absolutely not one of those issues. It is very clear that they have a goal with this issue. The goal is to solidify abortion in the state of Illinois and solidify that access in the event that Roe versus Wade is overturned. You know, this legislation also puts into the law that a woman has a right to an abortion and that a fetus does not have a right to life. So it's really about as clear as it gets that they are trying to create sort of a safeguard for themselves and for this industry in the event that Roe v. Wade is overturned and abortion is threatened in Illinois.
Is there any doubt that Governor Pritzker would sign these bills if he had the opportunity to do so?
Absolutely not. I mean, he just said a couple of weeks ago that he wants to make Illinois the most progressive state in the nation. So there is absolutely no doubt that he would sign them. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's their biggest cheerleader at this point.
What can Illinois pro-lifers do to stall or perhaps even stop these bills?
The most important thing is for pro-lifers to reach out to their legislators. I mean, you know, these witness slips that we talk about are really great, but nothing beats the phone call or the email directly to that legislator because they have to make a record of that. And, you know, it really causes legislators to pause when they're actually hearing from people in their district who are concerned about the issues, because there are very few issues that really bring people out to talk and to engage in this process. And so it really causes them to pause when they do actually hear from people. So it can't be understated. I mean, for people to reach out to their legislators, that is huge.
Finally, then, if these bills were to become law, and let's say for the sake of argument that Roe v. Wade were overturned, what would that make Illinois in terms of the abortion issue in the United States?
Peter Breen from the Thomas More Society is a good friend of our organization, and I think he said it really well last week that Illinois would absolutely become the abortion capital of, for sure, the region and no doubt the country at that point. People were concerned about the New York bill, and the reality is this bill is much more extreme and much worse than what we saw in New York. I think New York really shocked people. But, you know, this bill, sadly enough, is par for the course in terms of the type of extreme legislation that Illinois legislators are constantly trying to push through as quickly as they can. So, again, I think that the abortion industry already calls us an oasis for the region. But if Roe v. Wade were overturned, I mean, women would be coming from everywhere. We would absolutely be an abortion capital.
Mary Kate Knorr is Executive Director of Illinois Right to Life, and you can find a link to their website at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Mary Kate, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Bill Weinrich joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to remember 3rd century martyrs Perpetua and Felicitas. The church remembers them on the 7th of March. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference is coming to Chicago for its one and only 2019 conference. You can meet and hear Ross Douthat, Matt Harrison, Wesley Smith, Aaron Wolf, Hans Feeney, and Will Whedon Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
The Classical Liberal Studies major at Concordia University Chicago challenges you, through rigorous coursework, to connect history and innovation, applying classical concepts to a contemporary setting. Adding a minor in classical pedagogy will equip you to teach in classical schools and homeschools, drawing on Concordia Chicago's rich Lutheran heritage in the liberal arts. Learn more and apply now at cuchicago.edu.
The Lord is our shepherd, and we are the people of his pasture. Why then do we still suffer in this life? Disease, loneliness, persecution. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm collaborating with Cheryl Swope, Molly Hemingway, and a host of literary friends in He Restores My Soul, a book that takes an honest look at hardship and heartache in light of God's promises found in his word. He Restores My Soul is now available at emmanuelpress.us. emmanuelpress.us.
The substitute organist service has been a great blessing for our worship life here at Christ the King Lutheran in Riverview, Florida.
Pastor Kevin Yoakum on the substitute organist service.
Now our organ plays rich liturgical music every single Sunday, and it's very affordable. You pick the hymns, you pick the liturgies. It's very simple. Just know when to push play.
You can find out more about the substitute organist service at churchmusicsolutions.com. churchmusicsolutions.com.